Then they had the old time potato kill. It was during a little building. Oh, all depending on how big a potato kill you want. But as a rule, it had two rows of poles about that far apart, and between that was stuffed with dirt. Moss to keep the dirt from running out, and dirt put in there, and the roof put over, and dirt put on top of the roof to keep it from freezing in there.
Right.
They put the potatoes in there and keep them, you see, so it wouldn't freeze. Call it potato kill. Sometimes they just pile them up in the pile, put trash over them, put dirt over them. That was more common the way of doing it, but the better farmers that had their own places and everything, where they made the potato kill. And if they got it full, well, they then made them old timey, what you call them, just shock piles, you know, covered with dirt. Way they done the potatoes.
Do you ever see any haystacks around here anymore?
Oh yeah, you see one once in a while. But you don't see too many of them now anymore. Because the modern hay machinery and everything, and the vast amount of hay they raise here, why, they use a mower now that cuts it, crimps it all at the same time. And then they take a pickup press, some of them, and windrow it, and pick up press and pick it up and bale it. Some of them do, and load it up and haul it. Some of them use them old big round balers, and they bale it in big round bales. And they weigh all the way from 1,000 to 2,000 pounds, depends on how big a press you got.
You said windrow it. What does that mean?
You go down like that bed was the edge of the hay. You go down and you, the rake just picks it up and carries it over about 7-8 feet, throws it in a row, all in a pile. And then you turn around and come back the other way and get it that way, or you just go keep it going round and round it and keep it skipping, just however you want to do it. Put it in the windrow, and then that press, you drive a straddle out of that pickup press, and it picks it up, you know, takes it into the press. And you never see hay machinery work?
Not too much.
Well, that's the way it's worked.
I see.
All right.
Well, you know, when you put the hay in the barn, what part of the barn did you usually store it in?
Well, they call it putting it in the loft when you put it upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But most people nowadays have what's called a regular hay barn. The whole barn is filled with hay.
I see.
You start putting it in, stacking it against the wall somewhere in the barn, and just keep on to fill the barn, loft and all. Mm-hmm. Old time folks, they built what's called a hay loft, some of them did, over the corn part of the barn, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Two-story barn.
Well, was there ever any building besides the barn that you might store your corn in?
Well, some of them had spare buildings. Buildings that they put anything in they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there anything that you had called a corn crib?
Yeah, they were called a corn crib, the barn you put the corn in, called a corn crib. And then there was what was called some farms called a cow shed barn, where they milked the cows and kept feed for the cows, had a shed to milk the cows under, barn side of it, you know, they got the feed out of for them. Some called it a cow barn, some called it a cow shed. The old days called it a cow shed. Now I think they call it the cow barn. Because they got these big dairy barns now. I don't know much about them because I never did quote with them.
I see. Well, where about would a farmer keep his horses if he had some? If he was going to keep
them? He kept them in the pasture. Sometimes they had a shed. They had a lot to fed them in, put them in, fed them, catch them. To put the harness on them in the morning. Some of them had sheds to put them under.
I see.